The Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. It is good to celebrate who God is. At times we might have the temptation to lose sight of the Almighty and thus begin to ignore that we owe Him worship and devotion. Worship, for instance, is the act of recognizing that God is greater than I, and that in His presence, I bow my head or kneel. And this keeps us humble and real as we recognize that only He is God. The Almighty One, the All-Powerful One, is also Father, our Father. The Bible says in one of the Psalms, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. This is a hopeful and consoling thought, to know that God is our Father and that we are His beloved children. Elsewhere in Scripture, the Lord says, "Do not fear, I am with you. Do not be anxious, I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my victorious right hand." I think one of the greatest challenges for us Christians is learning to be children, children of God the Father. Many, if not all, of our fears and anxieties would go away if we had within us the sure and certain knowledge that our Father is Almighty and that He loves us more than what we can ever imagine. Today we also celebrate God the Son. Jesus Christ is God the Son, and it is He who teaches us to be children of the Father. For He is truly the Father's only begotten Son. When we look at their relationship, the relationship between the Father and the Lord Jesus, we learn what being children of the Father looks like. One thing that I would like to highlight from their relationship is that Jesus always had a deep, keen, and perfect awareness of the fact that He was loved by the Father. He said, "As the Father loves me, I also love you. Remain in my love." This is another one of the challenges for us Christians, and that is to grow in that deep awareness that we too are beloved children of the Father, and that He looks at us and says, "You are my beloved son, you are my beloved daughter." We also celebrate today that God is Holy Spirit. Because God is Spirit, His love can enter into the deepest places of our heart, mind, and soul to offer us precisely that keen awareness that we are His beloved children. Every time we pray, "Come, Holy Spirit," we are actually asking for an outpouring of God's love into our hearts. And what does it feel to receive an outpouring of God's love that is of God Himself within us? As the sequence for Pentecost last week said, it is sweet refreshment here below, in our labor rest most sweet, grateful coolness in the heat, solace in the midst of woe. So this weekend that we honor and remember in gratitude those who have given up their lives at the service of our nation, I invite us also to celebrate God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who lives and reigns for ages without end. Amen.